The 28th day of the blessed month of Abib, the passing of Saint Mary Magdalene. It was on this day that Saint Mary Magdalene passed away. She had come to Jesus very troubled, and the Bible tells us that he cast 7 demons out of her. She followed and served him, and was the very first person to whom the resurrected Jesus appeared. For a saint with such a fascinating history, much of Mary Magdalene's story is wrapped in mystery, confusion, and legends. Mary is called Magdalene because she either came from the area of Magdala, or possibly because it is an unflattering term meaning dishonest. Some scholars believe that she is the woman who came into the house where Jesus was visiting and, out of remorse and sorrow for all of her sins, cried upon the feet of Jesus and wiped them with her hair. This woman then took a bottle of expensive perfume and anointed his feet. While the others in the room thought that such a woman did not deserve to be in the room with Jesus or them, Jesus told them that this woman had loved much and that her sins were forgiven, as told in Luke 7:37-50. Other scholars do not believe this unnamed woman was Mary Magdalene. Other legends identify her as being the same Mary as Mary, the sister of Lazarus and Martha. When the Bible tells us that Jesus cast out 7 demons from Mary, it is not specified what effect these demons were having on her. Some legends indicate that she was an adulteress, but that is never specified in the Bible. We do know that when Jesus healed her of her problem, she became a loyal and faithful follower of him and the apostles. It is thought that she had some degree of independent wealth, as did the other women identified as following Jesus. For one thing, average women at that time were in no position to be constantly traveling. They relied on their husbands or families for support. Also, it has been theorized that these wealthy believers who followed the Lord and, as the Bible puts it, served the Lord and the apostles, helped serve by paying for the expenses of food and whatever else was needed, as indicated in Luke 8:3, saying that the women ministered unto him of their substance. We know that Mary Magdalene was brave and so loyal and faithful to Jesus that she and the beloved apostle, Saint John, were the only ones of his followers to stand at the foot of his cross, joining his mother, the Virgin Saint Mary. Perhaps even more significant is that the Bible tells us that Jesus chose Mary Magdalene to be the very first person to see his resurrected body. And when she told the other disciples what she had seen, they did not believe her. After the ascension of our Lord, Mary Magdalene stayed with the disciples and received the Holy Spirit with them and the mother of Jesus at Pentecost. Mary Magdalene continued to preach with the disciples, bringing many women into the faith of Jesus Christ. The apostles ordained her as a deaconess to teach the women and to assist in their baptism. She was often insulted by non-believers for her active participation in spreading the faith. There is a legend that she and some companions were put on a boat without sails or oars and put out to sea. They landed safely in what is now known as France, and the legend states that she helped establish the spreading of Christianity there and lived in solitude for 30 years before she passed away. There is even a place in France said to be her burial site. Another legend says Mary Magdalene went to Ephesus in Turkey, and that centuries later, her relics were transferred to Constantinople. Truly a remarkable woman and a blessed woman, shrouded forever in mystery. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.